Victoria would have to hold a referendum or counterpetition in order to build affordable housing over underground parking in Central Park next to a new crystal pool, city staff say. Mayor Lisa Helps said the requirement essentially kills the idea. Instead of building a new surface parking lot, if and when the city builds a replacement for Crystal Pool, council, at Helps' suggestion last month, asked staff to investigate the idea of putting in underground parking topped with as many as 6 floors of affordable housing and community space. But in a report to councillors, City Assistant City Solicitor Carrie Moffat says a 1906 bylaw dedicating Central Park, for park purposes and for the recreation and enjoyment of the public, would stand in the way. While building a new surface parking lot for use by patrons of the new Crystal Pool would be consistent with the bylaw, affordable housing is not, she says. Affordable housing units are a residential use that fall outside the meaning of park and recreation, enjoyment for the public, meaning the area would have to be removed from park use, the report says. The removal would have to be approved through a referendum or a counterpetition where a measure can be blocked if a certain percentage of voters petition against it. I don't think that going to referendum to take space out of a park is a good idea, Help said. I would rather not see green space taken away for parking. City staff estimate total parking demand for the new pool in the range of 135 to 140 spaces. Help said she's interested in a motion count. Jeff Young plans to bring forward to have staff explore using Royal Athletic Park's parking lot for both the pool and the ball field, with the possibility of putting social housing over underground parking there. Both Young and Help said there would still be some parking at the new Crystal for people who are elderly or those with disabilities. The parking lot that we already own outright at Royal Athletic Park has 200 surface spots. So that could be double the number of spaces, quadruple, if you also go down, and obviously a bigger footprint for potentially more housing and community space, Help said. Young said if the design of the new pool were flipped 180 degrees, moving its entrance to the southeast corner of Central Park, the parking at Royal Athletic would be only half a short block away. What you'd end up with is a small number of spaces next to the pool, obviously some for handicapped and probably some for casual users, and the remaining parkers would be in the existing Royal Athletic parking lot, Young said. Young said the Royal Athletic parking lot is ripe for future development. So what some of us have thought of as trying to produce some low-cost housing which won't require a lot of its own parking in conjunction with development of probably underground parking for the recreation facilities, Young said. Be cleverly at timescolonist.com.